Blog Talk Radio.
house to pray. I felt like taking it back old school, y'all. Hey, Dr. Lowell Pye, let's do it.
But I Without further ado, history has repeated itself again. And we want everybody to know, every demon in hell, around hell, we want them to know that we're coming out again. And brothers and sisters, I am proud to present for the second time our presiding Bishop Paul Martin and our wonderful international fellowship choir. Let's praise God for them as they come. Let's praise God for our choir as they come. And our praise singers. Come on, everybody, let's praise God for them.
Won't you stand to your feet, everybody? And let's offer up God some praise. In here, come on, let's hear your praise. The word of the Lord declares in Psalms 47 and 1, clap your hands, O ye people, and shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph, because the Lord our God is awesome. He reigns as Lord. He reigns as King. Oh, come on, let me hear your praise. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Put your hands together, everybody. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Put your hands together. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Everybody, come on, come on. We came to praise him. God deserves the glory. He inhabits the very praises of his people. Come on, stand to Protestant Outdoors.
Welcome, 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 everyone, to MCI Ministry Radio. This is our announcements on Monday night. Your Fix at 6 will be on with no other than the one and only Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. You don't want to miss it, amen, because it will be your fix at 6, amen. So we bless and praise God for him and how he's bringing that powerful word across on the Monday, amen, to get your week started. And don't forget the hour of power and praise, amen, with no other than the one and only, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. She will be on Monday at 6 a.m., her morning glory service, amen, praise God. And don't forget, y'all, Fresh Fire Friday, the blowing of the shofar. It is a time of celebration. It is our years of jubilee. Come on, y'all. Glory to God. Glory to God. You will get different music, amen, from different artists and a word of inspiration. So don't forget Friday night at 7 p.m. Amen. The blowing of the shofar. It is a time of celebration, y'all. Let's get in the mix. Amen. Praise God and allow God to do his thing. And don't forget on Sunday morning, Mount Carmel International Church, amen, with Pastor Matthew McNeil and Apostle Carolyn McNeil at 9 a.m. I don't know who will be coming forth, but I bless you. Amen. That is going to be a blessing to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We might both come on, or you might get Pastor Matthew McNeil or Apostle Carolyn McNeil. Praise God. And we thank God for this day. Amen. Praise God. 9 a.m. Set your clock. We'll be bringing the church to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll be bringing the church to you, to your home. May you be blessed. May you be blessed. And if you'd like to sow a seed within the ministry, you may do so. Amen. You can call me if it's a problem doing it the other way. You can call me at 302-883-9799, or you can use our Cash App. Our Cash App is $Anointed222. That's $Anointed222. And I want everyone to be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, and enjoy the rest of your day. Don't forget, Jesus loves you, and so do we.
Who is worthy to be praised? I will call on the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. I will call on the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Said, I will call on the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. I will call on the name of the Lord.
Oh, been a dry season in your life, but God told me to tell you, it's about to rain. Get ready. I hear rain. I know.
I know.
It's been
a dry season.
Everything you could.
All things
within your reason.
Within your reason.
You've sown
so much.
But there's no breakthrough.
But there's no breakthrough.
And the devil's told you.
Maybe
he's a liar.
It won't
ever come through.
I hear the sound of rain.
Thank you, Jesus. Things are about to change for you. This is about to be the best year of your life.
Your dreams
are gone.
Greater levels.
But I need you to do something today. Get up.
Look up.
For God has spoken.
The heavens
right now are open over your life.
Now
open up your mouth and say, I hear the sound.
Of rain.
Things are getting better right now. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Breakthrough is here. Deliverance is on the way. I hear the sound of rain. Wherever you are, I want you to lift your hands up and just take this now.
look around and see just how good God's been to me. Can't mama complain. Help me to the dawn and rain. Thank you.
I can't thank him enough.
Oh, I can't
thank him enough.
Oh,
I can't thank him enough.
He's been good.
Good. So good.
Oh,
I can't thank him enough.
If I had 10,000
songs, I can't thank him enough.
It still wouldn't be.
But she heard my Jesus was passing by. So she joined the gathering throng. And while she was pushing her way through, someone asked her, what are you trying to do? She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. She cried, oh. No more to spare. The doctors, they done all they could, but their medicine would do no good. When she touched him, the Savior didn't see, but still he turned around and cried, somebody touch me. She said, it was I who just want to touch the hem of your garment. I know I'll be made whole right now. She stood there crying, oh, 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 and oh, 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 Lord, and oh, 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 said if I could just touch the hem of your garment, I know I'll be made whole right now.
Blow my mind.
I'm Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Do you have it? God can do anything. Do you believe it? That God can do anything. See, I know it. I am your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil, and this is our Friday Fresh Fire. Amen. Glory to God. I want to thank all our listeners, thank all our supporters, thank all those who are just tuning in. If you're new, welcome, welcome. We bless you with the love of the Lord. Amen. If you're in Germany, Africa, Israel, wherever you may be at, we want to send the grace and the mercy and the love and joy of God upon you and to keep you covered. Amen. Glory to God. I want to send a shout out to all the mothers early. I know Mother's Day ain't your Sunday, but I want to thank you all the mothers. If you're a mother, grandmother, aunt, nana, auntie, if you're the big sister watching the kids, if you're the little sister watching the kids, if you're doing the deeds of a mother, God bless you and happy Mother's Day. Amen. We know a lot of nanas has been mommies when the mommy should have been mommies, and a lot of my daughters has been the mommies when the mommies should have been mommies. But whatever's going on, God has put you in that position, amen, as a disciple to serve, amen. You just got to look at it. You know, a mother carries a human life in her body. You can do something that no other creature on this planet, far as male and female, can do. Nourish a creature, a being within yourself. Feed it, nourish it, love it. Touch on it, rub on it, pray it. You know, when you pray over your stomach and rub your belly, you're forming the love of your child. You're speaking into your child's life before it even breathes. And not only do you carry it, and then you deliver it. After walking around with swollen feet, no makeup, hair crazy, still cooking, still cleaning, still trying to be a mother, still trying to love on the family and still being who God called you to be. Amen. And that is amazing. And I applaud every mother. If you're still pregnant right now and ain't your first one, amen. God bless you. Happy Mother's Day to you also. I want to read a scripture, amen, from the book of Matthew. Amen. And we'll close out with a song after prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him, that told him, who is my mother, and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. We cannot forget that there's a will, there's a desire that God has upon our lives. And then ladies, mothers, y'all carry a big burden. Y'all carry a big burden, and I know it, but whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven. You know, so in other words, y'all still got ministry. Even though you got had the baby, carry the baby, feed the baby, nurse the baby, you still got ministry. Amen. You still got to do what God calls you to do. And I think a lot, and I know that all of y'all are doing an amazing job, and God is well pleased. Amen. And that's the desire, is to please God in all that we do. So once again, I say happy Mother's Day to you all. Amen. And pray that the blessings of the Lord is upon you. Amen. Glory to God. And I just want to thank you all. And we're going to close with a song. Amen. And God bless you.
I'm wondering, do you ever have to lay awake and cry all night long? talk about me behind my back. It really don't make no difference to me, no. You know why I do. I'm praising a man who died and went on home to glory. As a wise, he promised me faithful, he was coming back. All I got to do is go on.
Go.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity you've given us on this night, Father God. Now we ask you to keep us in all perfect peace and keep our minds set on the things of you. And until we meet again, God bless and everyone have a good night.